Welcome to the final session of our five-day mini course on transforming adult ADHD. Today we'll be wrapping up with how to create effective and sustainable support systems. Up until now, we've discussed the hunter-farmer theory and seeing ADHD as a neurological type. We went into the common strengths and challenges that go with our particular wiring. We then discussed creating a compelling life vision to inspire you in making the changes you need to make moving forward that can really improve your life. And then we moved on to exploring our unique brain chemistry, specifically focusing on the importance of exercise and nutrition as key components of a hunter-type support strategy. So in today's session, we'll discuss some tips and strategies that will help you integrate some of the items we've discussed in the first four sessions. So to start with, let's discuss scheduling with a mindfulness of your tendencies. Now, for most hunter types, especially if we're following the health routine discussed in the previous session, mornings are generally the best time to schedule mundane tasks. After we've had our breakfast and possibly a workout, this is typically the ideal time to do those tasks that feel most daunting. Scheduling these kinds of tasks at the end of the day often leads to overwhelm and frustration. So test this out for yourself. I think you'll agree there are certain times of day when you're most capable of handling those tasks that you typically procrastinate on. Secondly, split bigger tasks into smaller tasks. This is perennial wisdom, but we often forget to do this. Get into the habit of writing things out, either on a piece of paper or on your computer. Split up big tasks into smaller tasks. If something feels particularly daunting, just commit to doing one action on it. Often, the overwhelm of thinking of completing a task in its entirety can keep us from getting started. There's a saying that painters go by, which is one stroke on the canvas, meaning commit to putting at least one stroke on the canvas every day, and so doing, you'll usually keep going. It's starting the task that's often the hardest. Another essential tip that I continually remind my life coaching clients to do, if you pushed out a task 3 days in a row, try scheduling it with another person. This is something I do for myself constantly. Sometimes just having another person involved, if only just to hang out while you complete the task, is just what we need to have the focus to get it done. And you can get really creative with this. Don't be afraid to ask for assistance. One of the essential ingredients to really making shifts in your life is building habits. And there's a real trick to making habits stick. And one of the key tricks to doing this is commit to doing the habit at least 3 days in a row. Now, if you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to take this habit and start doing this from now on, this can often lead to inner resistance. It's typically much more effective to commit to a short, clearly specified period of time. You're more likely to do it and stay with it. Now, this is a really helpful hunter-type strategy. Avoid making long-term, vague, undefined commitments with yourself. Focus on short-term, clearly defined actions so you can make and hit milestones for yourself. This builds momentum and is essential in creating habits that stick. Now, in discussing effective and sustainable support strategies for adult ADHD, it's essential we talk about life coaching. Now, it's commonly known that life coaching for hunter types can be extremely helpful. Having a regular phone call or in-person meeting with someone on a weekly or bi-weekly basis can really help us make progress on both the goals we've set for ourselves as well as tackle some of the challenges that we continually face, especially in relation to follow-through and accomplishing mundane tasks. When choosing a life coach, I recommend interviewing the person first. Most life coaches will offer a short interview session to get to know them. It's really important to find someone you can really relate with who really understands the challenges that you're facing. Don't be afraid to talk to a few people before you make your decision. It's a big decision and you want to make sure it's the right fit. But for some of us, life coaching may be cost prohibitive. So I've put together a peer-to-peer coaching process that follows the exact structure of my life coaching sessions. I call it the 4-step life coaching process, and it's something you can do with a friend or a family member on a regular basis. Now, you can also pull together a group. Everyone can benefit from this kind of regular check-in, checking in on life goals and getting assistance on the places where we feel most stuck. So I've included as a free download the entire 4-step life coaching process from chapter 12 in the book. Just click on the link below. It will show you step by step my exact life coaching process. And so in wrapping up, your assignment from this session is choose at least one habit based on what you've heard in the course that you'd like to integrate into your daily or weekly schedule. You may have already picked a few, but at least choose one. Then commit to doing that habit at least 3 days in a row. Secondly, share this information with another hunter type in your life. Undoubtedly, there's a friend or a family member that could really benefit from this information. By explaining it to them, you're helping clarify it for yourself. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the early podcasts. We cover much of the material from the book chapter by chapter. And if you haven't already, I would highly recommend getting a copy of the book, The Drummer in the Great Mountain. I put nearly 5 years of extensive research into it, and I believe it's the most comprehensive and effective holistic support system for adults with ADHD out there. And if you haven't already, I would highly recommend getting a physical copy of the book. It goes much more in depth on all the topics we discussed, including helpful emotional strategies, mindfulness practices, and a host of detailed tips on organization, finances, and building creative disciplines. The first 20 or so episodes of the podcast were designed to be the perfect audio companion for the book. Also, you may want to consider joining us in one of our upcoming workshops or groups. Peer support can be extremely valuable in keeping you on track, getting the encouragement and support you need to make the changes you need to make. If you're interested in my life coaching services, you can visit alivelifecoaching.com, and you can also join us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just go to drummerinthegreatmountain.com and click on the links at the top. So I hope this mini course was helpful to you. Please stay in touch, and I hope to connect with you soon. Best of luck. Be well.